This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That's why you're supposed to do it at 10 o'clock, not 8 at 8. Anyhow, I'm going to play the video again, and then let's see what happens.
I wasn't accepted by Muslim Instagram, Muslim YouTube. I was the outcast. But Muslims of the world saw good in me and gave me this chance and that brought me closer to my game. So thank you guys so much.
So that was really powerful if you think about it. Like, he says that he felt that Muslim community had kicked him out. Like, he felt like the Muslim community had kicked him out. There was no room for him to be part of that Muslim community. And that is really sad. We should never, ever make anybody feel uncomfortable when it comes to their presence within our mosques. Our mosques, like I always tell people, like, you know, our masjids, they were never meant to be, you guys can encode this if you wish, but, you know, our mosques should not be clubs for the pious people. Our mosques are supposed to be hospitals for the spiritually sick. And unfortunately, the culture that is happening right now is the masjids have become literally clubs, hangout places for those who are, mashallah, practicing the faith. And they don't want, like, they're using that masjid as a safe zone for themselves and their religiosity. And anybody that does not conform to that level of religiosity, they're like, you know what? You're not welcome here. So they may not physically say, brother, you're not welcome here, but the type of comments they will make, the type of questions they will do. And I remember recently, you know, being part of a janazah where that particular family in the masjid, for the first time, like that son of the deceased, he entered the masjid for the first time. He didn't even know which direction to pray, right? He only entered because his father passed away. And it was really sad that, you know, the acceptance that the people that were there and just in general, like, they had, like, you know, you're walking by and then you look down at that person. It's like, yo, you don't even know, man, bro. Like, you're in the masjid and you're wearing shorts. Your salah is not accepted, quote unquote. Who are we to decide whose salah is accepted? Just because you are covered, just because you are following the sharia, just because you have wudu, just because your satr is covered, does that give you a guarantee that your salah is accepted? I don't think so. Even the sahabi, radiallahu an, one of the sahabis, he said, if I know that Allah has accepted one sijda of mine, I am going to be a successful one. And the sahabas, the other people around, they asked him, they're like, what do you mean? Why do you say that? He says, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah verily only accepts from the mu'mineen. Allah only accepts things from the believers. So if I know that Allah has accepted one sijda of mine, I know internally in my heart that I'm a believer. Now let's go on quickly. And there was other elements of this video that it was really good. Okay, I can't do anything about these ads. That's the part of, like, subhanAllah. Here we go.
Years, Muslim Twitter,
here we go.
You just search my name and it's people like just throwing me down and throwing shade on me and telling people like how much of a disgrace I am and why you shouldn't be like me and how my sister is so much better than me. And it's a shame that Nura Arakat is related to Yusuf Arakat. Muslim YouTube has been on my neck for years. The brother has lost his way. He's strayed on the wrong path. Inshallah, he gains guidance back to us and just, you know, the worst of worst things. The number one question in my DMs for years was always, are you Muslim? Are you Muslim, brother? Even after my last video, I got...
So his last video was the video where he accepted Islam.
DMs of people asking...
He re-accepted Islam, like he walked away and he came back to Islam.
Brother, I just want to make sure, are you Muslim because you have all those tattoos on...
Now, this is something so powerful. Like, and I want to talk about this. This is something so powerful because you and I, we are not meant to judge someone, number one. And number two, you and I cannot guarantee for yourself, neither for me and myself, that I'm going to stay on Hidayah. I cannot guarantee that. You can't guarantee that for yourself. I can't guarantee that for myself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to ask more than 70 times a day that, oh Allah, ground my heart in Islam. Was Rasulullah ever afraid? Like, is Rasulullah ever going to leave Islam? No. But it was a sunnah. He was teaching us that steadfastness and the fact that you are religious, the fact that you're watching these videos, all of that is the fact that I'm doing these videos. It's not a guarantee that you and me are going to be practicing tomorrow. And questioning somebody's identity in terms of whether you are a Muslim or not, that is not our job. That's not your job. That's not my job. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he talks about it in the next part, which is like tattoos. Like, subhanallah, we know of a few, you know, I know of a Muslim brother, subhanallah, that, you know, he's a Muslim, very practicing, maybe more practicing than some other brothers that I know. And he happens to have a couple of tattoos here and stuff like that. And whenever, you know, he's in a masjid or stuff like that, uncles look down upon him and they're like, they rebuke him. Like, brother, he has left his religion, come to Islam, and now he's in the masjid. Who are you to judge his past? Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him because of that tattoo. Who are you to come and talk about that, right? And I think we got to get off our high horse and be this judgmental person. And the same goes for brothers judging sisters, like quote-unquote sisters. Like, oh, mashallah, sister's great, but no, hijab ain't on point. Like, excuse me? The hijab is not on point? Like, who are you to the one to give points to the sisters on hijab? Their points are with their creator, not you. You are mandated to look down upon. I take that back. You are mandated to lower your gaze, not look down upon. Sorry, I take that back. You are mandated to look down and lower your gaze, not to evaluate the hijabiness of a sister or the beardness of the brother. Hey, that's a nice quote. The hijabiness of a sister, the beardness of a brother. I like that. Somebody can put that in the comment, right? Again, yeah, so that's what you know, the sahabas used to say, you know, ya muqallib al, Prophet ﷺ, he said, ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. The one who twists, the twister of hearts, the one who can flip the hearts, make sure that you ask Allah, that thabbit qalbi ala deenik, ground me in the deen. So coming back to here, he's going to talk about like people DMing him, or there could be tons of other people that, you know, they'd be getting messages, bro, are you still a Muslim? Are you still practicing? No, not your job, not my job.
Which my response to that is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, because that's those tattoos on your arms. Which my response to that is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, because that's the only person who can forgive me in this life.
Beautiful. Like, he understands he's made a mistake. He understands that he is not on the haq. Like, this is a mistake he made. And you and I can't judge him for that. It's not your job. It's not my job. It's between him and his creator. What is your job is to see what is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is my job is to see how is my relationship with Allah. How is my relationship with the Quran. And then if you have to give something, then give and remind people of connecting them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's between me and my Savior. I say all that, and I'm not saying that for sympathy or apologies from the Muslim community. I say all that because I feel like all the criticism I got and all the hate I got was warranted, because I did stray off the path many times in my life. Me as a Muslim American, I lived it. Like, I lived the two lives. I lived being Muslim in America, and I also lived being American in America. And the two worlds have a problem colliding, because in one area, you have Islam and the deen you're supposed to follow. And in the other one, you have the dunya, which is the worldly, you know, attributes of the world, the money, the cars, the clothes, the girls, and everything you're attracted to. And I was kind of stuck between both worlds. And there was a time where in my life, a big time, where deen was nowhere to be found, and it was straight dunya for me. And that's the only thing that I chased and I followed. I mean, I was in Hollywood movies. I was at the 1% of the top YouTube game. I had access to anything and everything I wanted. And the biggest thing that made it most difficult for me is all my actions were public. And I say that to say there are so many people that I know that are Muslim, that live double lives, who have reached out to me through Instagram, but the difference is they keep their sins quiet. So
no, this is something really interesting. Over here, he talks about the fact that, you know, in his life, he decided that he is going to be the way he is. He's going to present that publicly. So he's not going to have any munafiqat, right? Was that a good thing? Not necessarily, right? Because he, you know, broadcasting your sins is definitely not a good thing. But in his case, what he did is something really interesting, right? He said, okay, you know, I am who I am. I'm not going to live two lives. And the reality is every single one of us, we know deep down inside that we are living two lives. Behind those closed doors, we live two lives. When we are alone with our phones, we live two lives. When is the last time a brother who is quantifying or who's qualitatively evaluating the hijabiness of a sister sees a non-hijabi on the phone and says, Astaghfirullah, and turns away? Right? When you're on TikTok, when you are like, TikTok is a fitna. Like, you know, I downloaded it and I was like, I'm going to put some videos on TikTok. And I was like, A'udhu billah, like, how do I protect myself? Like, you know, just like open the app and go straight to do the video, because like the amount of content that is there, that is just like, subhanAllah, just like it's haram and it's so easily. But the reality is many of them, like recently there's somebody on TikTok, it's called Fifi or something. She's been like, she's a Muslim Pakistani or whatever. And she, again, same thing. She is two lives, Deen Dunya. She decided to go with Dunya and she's in New York or LA or whatever. And she's living this life. And obviously she's gone really far. And read some of the comments that people are putting, like, you're going to Jahannam. You're going straight to hellfire. Brother and sister, you don't know. You don't know whether you are going to Jahannam or Jannah, because you don't know that 2 years down the road, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to present you with a situation. And then after that situation, you're going to walk out and you're going to be like, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to be anything with this deen. I'm done with this deen, right? Same thing over here. He decided to be public the way he is. Many of us live two double standard lives. And I would highly recommend go and watch this video. I'm going to end the live over here, but watch this video. And he brought out some really powerful messages, really, really powerful messages. And subhanAllah, I was crying. Like when I watched this video, I was crying. I was crying for him, but I was crying for so many other people that are out there like him that want to come back, that want to be part of the masjid, but they know that they're going to be judged. They know that it's not a safe space. They know that they're going to step in and everybody is going to objectively just look at their external extremities, their external being, and they're going to judge him and evaluate him and say, you know what? This is who you are. You are not a good Muslim. MashaAllah, thawb, it's all iron. You've got the shimag on. You a good Muslim. It doesn't work like that. Right? Like, we even had to stop. Even if, what does he say? TikTok, subhanAllah. We even had to stop. Even if just used for pet videos, it is not recommended for novice users. 100%. Definitely not recommended for novice users. Like, you're going to put up TikTok, your eyes are going to see so much haram. And it's designed in a way that you're going to be like flicking haram after haram after haram after haram, because you have no idea what's coming. That's what's getting you. That's how it's designed. Like in YouTube, at least you see and you click what you want to do. Over here, it's just satiating. Like you flick and you get a dopamine hit. Flick, you get a dopamine hit. And it's a surprise, element of surprise. It could be anything there. And it's so short that it's like 10, 15 seconds. But, you know, because you're doing it consistently, it can add up. Anyhow, those of you that are interested, definitely go and watch this video. I would highly recommend it, because I think his message is really powerful, really, really powerful. But it's very pertinent that, you know, we look around us. Do we have individuals in our societies that we have pushed away like that, like Yusuf Arakat over here, or not? But again, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah keeps him steadfast on his resolve. One beautiful thing he says in the video is that he has made a music video that is going to have a lot of girls in them and dancing and everything. And he's like, he called up the director and said, stop, you cannot release the video until you remove all the scenes of alcohol and girls and dancing and everything in that video. Like, subhanAllah, look, like being able to do da'wah at that level, like Allah has his plan. And in hindsight, I just want to remind everyone, when FuziTube, when Yusuf went the other way. Like he started with good videos and he went the other way on YouTube. Understand that, subhanAllah, we thought it was all bad, right? But now he has committed that he's going to do humanitarian aid for the next whole year with an Islamic organization representing them, using his mass appeal to the American society and bringing a lot of khair to the ummah. None of us saw that coming 5 years down the road. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite mercy. He knew that if this person goes astray for 5 to 7 years, he comes back, he repents tawbah, Allah, he repents and he makes tawbah, Allah forgives all of his past, but then he comes back with so much ammo and so much power that he can bring so much khair to the ummah. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. I'm going to do more of these reaction videos. I think I like that. I like the element. I don't know what happened to my mouse. My mouse just decided that it's not going to work. Here we go. We have the mouse back. Mouse is back. I posted a comment. I don't know if you guys can see that. That is the video. That is the video that you can watch. Anyhow, jazakumullah khair for everybody that is here. Barakallahu feekum. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he elevates us. Allah uses anyone he wishes, whoever he wishes. Beautiful. Allah uses anyone he wishes, whoever he wishes. Our sins can be converted into good deeds if we repent sincerely. Barakallahu feekum, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will see you all, inshallah, tomorrow at 888. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.